Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jake's Gamer Chat. Today, we'll be talking about The Last of Us, a zombie game that was released on the PS4 back in June 2013. The sequel, The Last of Us 2, is due to come out on May 29th, 2020. Now today, I'm joined here with Nolan Schlobel.
How's it going?
And Nolan, you've said you played The Last of Us before, but let's get it kind of proportional. How long have you been playing The Last of Us?
Well, since it is usually just a story game, and it does have multiplayer in it, but I think the multiplayer is called Left Behind. But I didn't know about that until it came out on the PS4, a remastered version. But I originally played on the PS3, and I thought it would be cool just to go back and reminisce about all the good. Because it's a good story. Yeah. Like Naughty Dog, like the people that make it, they made Uncharted 4 and all the Uncharted games. I love those games. Like, it still has, like, the feel of, like, puzzle solving and stuff like that. And
yeah, they've worked on good games. And since Dying Light 2 is coming up, I think a lot of people might be going back to play The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Now, when people talk about The Last of Us, one of the most notable things that I think about The Last of Us is probably the graphics.
Oh, yeah.
I think that for the PS3, I mean, think of any other PS3 game. And while the PS3 had, you know, it had graphics, it just, it didn't have what The Last of Us had. Mm-hmm. And that definitely added to, like, the story aspect, which, as for the actual gameplay and the storyline, I think it turned the zombie genre kind of, like, on its head.
Yeah.
And if not the gaming genre in general, because while there are story-based games, The Last of Us really took that to a whole new level, and it was almost like an interactive movie.
Yeah.
Scavenging was one of, like, the biggest mechanics that they had there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and unlike other zombie games where it's like, okay, you scavenge, like, a med kit and some pain meds or something, and then a gun here or there, The Last of Us really takes that to a whole new level. Like, you have to spare your supplies. Yeah.
It's all about being, like, very scarce with everything. Like, so you just find a couple of boxes of ammo, right? And there's zombies, or there's these other protagonists in the game. They're called the Fireflies. And it's pretty much whenever the whole city, well, it doesn't really go, like, and have death of, like, what, like, proportion of the world is actually
infected.
Like, infected, if you will. But so, like, there's a lot of these guys, and it gives you the option to, like, it pretty much says, like, it pops up, like, once you first start playing the game, it says, be careful with your supplies. You can either maybe sneak around them, or you can try to fight them. And it's I like how it gives you the freedom of going at it, like, your own way.
Yeah.
I like that about the game. And what you said about the graphics, I think that Naughty Dog is very advanced, like, with their design and, like, all the graphics and just the cutscenes in general. Because, like, I was playing it the other night, and so the main characters are Joel and
Ellie.
And Ellie, yeah. And so it starts off with you play as his daughter, Sarah. And at the very beginning of the game. But it is kind of like a movie.
Yeah, like an interactive movie.
Yeah, it's kind of like a telltale.
Yeah.
So it starts off, Sarah's looking for her dad. And so it's 3:00 in the morning. Her uncle Tommy's calling her dad's phone. She finds it, and then you just hear her dad barge through the back slide door, and then her dad shoots somebody in the head because he was infected.
Yeah.
And it's just this whole of just her trying to wrap her head around about what's happening, like, inside of her.
In the game.
Like, in the game. But and whenever they get out to the car, they're trying to leave the town. Everyone's trying to leave the town. There's this huge gas explosion in the distance that you hear. Everyone's freaking out, and it's just this huge, just chaos.
Yeah, kind of, like, just pushes you right into the storyline without any sort of preparation. And I think when you look at, like, the graphics of the game, it adds everything to there's beauty in all the destruction and all the horror. There's, like, beauty in everything, and it kind of, like, it just touches on that, but it adds so much more on the horror part of it. It adds so much more on the beautiful parts. It adds just so much, just the artwork and the scenery they use, and it's all kind of combines to make this amazing game.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, what what we see with The Last of Us that was different from like Left 4 Dead was that, again, it was that super structured storyline, and that stood out. That drew in, I guess it didn't, I wouldn't say it drew in a lot of people. Some people like hate the storyline genre. Like, I personally prefer free roam, but somehow, even though there were people that played a lot of free roam, a lot of do whatever you want, kind of go wherever you want, collect these supplies, it drew in so many people because of just the way it was structured, and it was really beautiful overall. Why did it draw you in? Like, what did you, when you bought the game, was there anything that like stood out in the trailers or in the ads or something that drew you in?
So when I first played The Last of Us, it was back in 2014, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly how old, but I wasn't. I was definitely into video games, like all kids are.
Yeah.
And my stepdad gave it to me on the PS3. He goes, "This is a buddy of mine. He gave this to me to borrow." And I was like, "Sweet, can I play it?" He goes, "Yeah, go ahead." So I did. I had no idea what the game was about. I had no idea of what I was walking into. Mm-hmm. And just watching, watching the game, like the cutscenes, and playing it and experiencing and trying to put myself in Joel's position, losing his daughter, trying to make a name for himself, trying to survive this world that's pretty much over. You know, like, there's no economy. Like, the only people that, you're like, the only jobs that people have
is surviving.
Is to survive, you know, and Joel, it never really gave you a hint, but it never really said, but her name was Tess. And I think there was some, like, sort of relationship there.
Yeah, had Joel and Tess were like the people in the initial city. Like, they first, you play a little bit with them, but you have to suspect that there's something bigger going on because they have this mutual agreement. Tess says to protect Ellie, mm-hmm. and Joel has to,
And so I had no idea what I was walking into, and I just fell in love. Like, I'm a big participant of storylines. I love watching movies. And I love playing games, especially just story games, because it's about the plot. You know, it's about people's creativity to create something that's never been thought of. And I think that The Last of Us is very just like that. You know, it's very ahead of its time, and it's very underrated, because everyone has their own opinions.
Yeah.
All right. And and like, it's not just every other video game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's like, I feel like The Last of Us was there, mm-hmm. and then, like, not even a year later, just nobody talked about it. I went back and played it, and, I mean, like, I know my my brother saw me playing it, and, you know, he kind of showed interest in it for a while. But then, like, so many people just kind of fell out of style with it, and I think it definitely went underappreciated. I mean, compared to other games where there's not that much going on, this game had so much going for it, and I hope Dying Light 2, or The Last of Us 2, is, you know, going to draw more attention to this kind of gameplay, because this is something that not a lot of games do. So if we can get games that, you know, touch on this, it'd be kind of interesting to see.
Now for the Last of Us 2, since you brought that up, it's I've watched some gameplay about it, and it's the directors, like the game designers, the people at Naughty Dog, they're trying to make it as realistic as possible. They're trying to make, like what I said earlier, like, imagine you being Ellie. Imagine you being Joel, surviving in that world. And they want you to do what you would do, like fighting or saving your resources and sneaking past them.
Yeah.
And in The Last of Us 2, it makes it harder, because they're introducing this new kind of obstacle. Mm-hmm. It's canines. And so whenever you, like, you know how Joel can hear, you can, like, see through walls, and, like, you can see how close they are, and you do that with Ellie, and Ellie's older now. Mm-hmm. She was 13 in the game, the first one.
Yeah, she was young. She wasn't. Yeah, so, she wasn't older than like a young teenager.
Yeah, so I think she's 16 now. It's just a couple years after the first game.
Yeah,
and it's so the dogs can, like, whenever you're here, it has a trail of your scent. Mm-hmm. So you have to do something, but, like, it makes it
to mask it.
Yeah, and like, but that's hard though, because dogs will eventually alert all the other protagonists that are around you.
Yeah.
And they talked about how all the other pretty much guards that you fight mm-hmm. have names. And so, like, let's say I holler out to you. Mm-hmm. And let's say Ellie took you out.
Yeah.
And I went over and checked out what happened to you. I'm going to alert all the other people. Like, someone just took out Jake.
Yeah.
And that's, and I think that's what's so great about the game, because it's super realistic.
Yeah, and when you're talking about that realistic part, there are, like, probably the most realistic thing is the fighting, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
There is, in what I've seen from the Last of Us 2 trailers, it's supposed to be even more realistic. Now, like, there's a mechanic, for example, where you can get shot with an arrow. You have to decide to either run at someone with that or you have to duck behind cover. But there's a mechanic where you have to physically rip the arrow out, and that'll affect your aim and your damage mm-hmm. output. And I think the game does great with that.
Oh, yeah.
There are problems with it, however, that I hope The Last of Us 2 addresses. Number one, like the durability of weaponry is a big one. It doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, I get that it's supposed to add a challenge to the game. You don't want to have someone have an iron crowbar that can one-shot every enemy for the rest of the game, but there is that one part where it's like, you know, why only make it last a wooden baseball bat? Why make it last three hits or something?
Yeah.
You know, it super fast breaks. I don't think there's a ton that's lacking in terms of, like, a ton that's in the problems department of the game. I mean, I think the game did great, but... maybe, like, we've seen the multiplayer, and that's pretty great so far, but maybe there is, for people who want to do a little more open world exploring, that each segment will take on a kind of, maybe, like, once you complete a segment, a safe house zone or something, you can explore the surrounding area or whatever. That would be kind of interesting to see, especially since so many people love those free roam games. You have a lot of games that just do safe houses and, like, even just little free roam aspects, like Destiny, for example.
Like, if you side missions too.
Yeah, and side missions, like free roam and side missions. So Destiny does a great job with that. They're the, like, the free roam areas that you can go to on each planet, for example, and you can do mini side missions there as well. And it kind of helps for people who don't. Or for people who like to just kind of go out and do their own thing sometimes.
So. Yeah. I mean, I would like to see Naughty Dog do something like that, but like you said, it kind of takes away from, like, the strict
story.
Like the strict story.
Yeah, and that's kind of the problem they face. If you try to make it too free roam, it takes away from the story, it takes away from being a movie, but at the same time, if you make it too strict, that may draw away a certain portion of your crowd.
That is true.
So,
and I just think that if there was free roam in the game, all right, there wouldn't really be a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
Because whenever you're on a mission, okay, like, and you're playing as Ellie, and you're just in this, like, one, like, area, all right, and it's just classic Naughty Dog, you know, like Uncharted 4, like, it leads you into one area that you're supposed to be in. And there's the right and the wrong way. And it's pretty easy to tell which is the right way. And they like to throw in easy jump scares or pretty much just getting you loot. And it may be repetitive at times, but a lot of people fall towards the story more. And, like, me personally, like it does get repetitive.
Yeah.
Always looking for things, not having enough, being stuck on a boss fight, which they're including, by the way, in the second one.
Yeah.
And being stuck on a boss fight and not having enough tools. And like what you're saying, I think it would be cool if you can go back to the boss fight once you look for more things to use to fight the zombie.
Yeah. You know? So I think, The Last of Us 2 could definitely improve on some of the features there. As for the actual storyline and the gameplay of The Last of Us 2, how much have you seen on that yet?
So I finished the first Last of Us a couple years ago, and I haven't finished it yet, my second run through, but I just know enough because, like, I'm just in love with games and plots. So, I mean,
so for The Last of Us 2, it picks up again. You said earlier, a couple years later. I don't know. Ellie has definitely grown.
From being
like a teenager, little, like, girl to being a full blown, like, teenager. And I think she was always independent, but now she's more independent now. It picks up with her inside of this, I assume, base, you know, that she arrived at. And she has a couple of friends that she's going with. It doesn't really, the trailers don't give a ton of information as to why they're heading out or if they're just scavenging or something. I assume they're just scavenging because they're just walking around these neighborhoods and not doing any, like, rushing around trying to get somewhere. But, I mentioned the mechanics we've seen so far were fighting. What stood out to me was in the trailer they have Joel back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, he's back. And that is a big, like, that just shocked everyone. I mean, no one expected that. So, I'm just hoping that through the PS4 that the art is still, like, staying with the times, though.
Yeah, because in the first game, after his daughter was shot, it cuts, and then there's just this visualization of just bacteria, you know, like of the virus, and then it jumps 20 years later, and then that's where you start the first mission. Yeah. So I don't know what year it's in. It doesn't really say.
Yeah.
It's just saying, like, 20 years later, Joel's still dealing with the death of his daughter, and he kind of, like, takes in Ellie and protects him as if it was Sarah, his daughter.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. Like they had to have that relationship. Like, they always look out for each other. Like, when I was playing the other day, Joel was climbing an elevator because he fell down it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so scary. I had to fight around. I had to sneak around because I didn't have enough ammo, like we were talking about earlier. So I had to get my way back upstairs, and I got jumped by this guy, and Ellie saved me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like that. I feel that, like,
moment.
Yeah, I feel like there's just so many of those moments, like,
that's kind of, like, beautiful in a way.
Yeah, like that's just what they're gonna do, you know, like being in that world, being
that's life.
Just depending on each other, just trying to survive.
And when you go through some of those things, it's so well done the way that they craft it. I mean, there are beautiful parts, but there's the horror parts are just so drawn out in those it's like it's real. Like, I've rarely seen a game that really touches on, like, horror instead of just jump scares.
Yeah,
nothing is more horrifying to me in The Last of Us than, like, when you're low on ammo, if you have no ammo at all, and especially when you reach, like, the clicker rooms where you have to sneak around, because the whole game relies basically on you sneaking around.
Mm-hmm.
If you get caught, it's, like, game over. Yeah. Especially with, like, the clickers and the people, the fireflies that you fight. So when they put it, when they make The Last of Us 2, I'm just hoping that kind of sticks around, because it stood out from other games in that way. It wasn't just every other game's kind of idea of horror. When we look at the new trailers, I see kind of a new game, and I'm hoping it stays that way, because if it isn't, then it's just going to be another The Last of Us remake. And the last thing we need is, like, another game that's just going to make many prequels down the line and sequels down the line. But so far, The Last of Us has seemed to stray away from that whole sequel thing.
Mm-hmm.
The way it does its sequel is so different from others. It touches on the old game. Like, it starts, the opening trailers start in both games, start with Ellie talking to someone she loves.
Yeah.
And ends with Ellie talking with someone she loves in a powerful, impactful statement. But at the same time, the way it's done is just so, I don't know how to put it into words, you know?
I mean, yeah. I don't really think there are words to describe this game. I mean, like, what you're talking about, like, the horror. Mm-hmm. And just the way that the game is designed, the way that it's made, and it's really hard to describe, because you talked about the horror, and and being low on resources, being around monsters, zombies, I think what's got me personally, like, scared, like, what's, like, I think is the horror part of it is you're alone, you know, and I'll touch back more about just depending on each other. And in the second game, it doesn't really tell you. Like, I watched this Insiders clip, and Naughty Dog isn't really going to give you much of
a backstory.
Yeah, of a backstory. Yeah. Like, they want you to be drawn, you know. And but they do touch on Ellie and how she has a new best friend that they made,
camp they were in.
Yeah, I think that they described about how they're really close friends the first trailer that they released, it was some sort of dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's kind of good to see that there's a town that they live in.
Yeah.
You know, like there's like some sort of a society because people need to be around other people. You know, like if we were isolated, and that's what the first game is all about. Being isolated, not being able to trust anyone, only being able to trust Jewel. Mm-hmm. Like in Jewel's perspective, like he has so much weighing down on him because like he doesn't want to die. He doesn't want Ellie to die. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I don't know. I just think that that's just really like deep, really in the game.
It's such a touch on human emotion.
Yeah.
Entirely. Like you have moments, again, in the trailer, you see like a dance, a festival, a town, and you see like true trust among people. You see people dancing and people happy, you know, and even the original The Last of Us game, you have when Joel loses his daughter, there's that whole moment, like when you have real life confronting you, I mean, that's what happens. Some people get caught in the crossfire. His daughter was one of them. I mean,
yeah.
People are suspicious and people do things that, you know, it doesn't always turn out to be a happy ending. And you had, what's the other woman Joel traveled with?
Tess,
you had to leave her behind because she got,
she got bitten in the mission that you were playing with her. Like you were with her the whole time. And I think, so
you take your eyes off her for like one second and then she gets bit. Mm-hmm. And it touched on so much emotion. And as well as being lonely, like you said, being alone and afraid during all those times. Yeah, they had, for the majority of the missions, you had Ellie and Joel at once, you know, or at least someone with you. Mm-hmm. But there were even points in time where you've just felt so alone. And when you got separated, you just felt like something was missing. Like mm-hmm. when Ellie gets separated from Joel in the building, when they're fighting some of the survivors, it just felt kind of wrong that you're not with someone there. Yeah. Even if you weren't, you know, switching between the characters to gather resources for story stuff, I mean, it was just, even without that AI there, it still had that kind of emotion on you.
Yeah, and I think that it's just about how we were talking about Tess earlier. Whenever they get to the Capitol building, because mm-hmm. that's where Tess and I forgot her name. Ellie's friend that got bit.
Oh, yeah.
Marlene, I think it was.
Yeah.
So Marlene told Tess and Jewel to take Ellie to the Capitol building because there's a rendezvous point, and I think for her to get out of there. So whenever they got there, and so much has happened in between, Tess saying that she got bit, and then Firefly's coming after you inside of the building. And then Tess is sacrificing herself so you and Ellie can get out of there.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's just kind of like, I don't know, that just changes everything about the game that, you know, I mean, when you see games that, I never experienced that kind of stuff with these kinds of games. I never experienced that kind of emotion. So it's so well done and well crafted. And I'm just hoping that, you know, The Last of Us Part 2 is going to be, you know, even better. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, that will be it for today, Nolan.
All right. Thank
you very much for coming on today.
Yeah, of course.
And thank you, everyone else, for listening. So I will see you next time on Jake's Gamer Chat.
See you.